A large crowd of students cheered Iran's top reformist candidate, Mir Hussein Mousavi, at Tabriz University during a stump speech just over 2 weeks before Iranians are due to go to the polls to elect a new president. Mousavi is running neck-to-neck with incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and despite the support of former reformist President Mohammad Khatami, many analysts say he's fighting an uphill battle, because Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is tacitly supporting Mr. Ahmadinejad. A former Iranian prime minister during the 1980s, Mousavi is still remembered by many Iranians for guiding the country through the turmoil of the Iran-Iraq war and for his even-handed economic policies during tough times. Mousavi told students in Tabriz Tuesday that he supports free speech since that was a key goal of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution.
The revolution was aimed at guaranteeing freedom of speech. It's not in our best interest to not tolerate opposition, because this would make it impossible for us to be in touch with the modern world.
President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, meanwhile, gained the support Tuesday of the largest bloc in Iran's parliament. 200 members of Iran's Principalist Front Coalition of Conservatives signed a letter pledging to vote for Mr. Ahmadinejad on June 12th. Mr. Ahmadinejad also used a 30-minute national campaign ad to defend his handling of the economy, insisting that Iran's economy is stable despite the global economic crisis. He also claimed to have defied outside enemies by his wise handling of foreign policy. During a campaign gathering in Tehran, the hardline head of Iran's judiciary, Ayatollah Mahmoud Hashemi Shahroudi, threw his support to Mr. Ahmadinejad as well. A third candidate for president, hardliner Mohsen Rezai, who headed Iran's feared Islamic Revolutionary Guards for 16 years, campaigned in northern Iran, saying he would form a coalition government which includes efficient people that abide by the law. Rezai went on to threaten Israel, claiming that he was capable of neutralizing the Jewish state with one strike, alluding to an attack on Israel's Dimona nuclear complex. Trailing the other three contenders, candidate Mehdi Karoubi, one-time speaker of Iran's parliament, complained that his campaign ad calling for the change of Iran's constitution had been censured. Karoubi has gained some notoriety among the four candidates for proposing a novel economic plan which would grant shares in Iran's oil wealth to all Iranian citizens. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.